friends, welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. And I know that your English will improve. My name is Rebecca. Have you ever had a dream for your life? And then it was like that dream helped you to accomplish the impossible? Well, I remember as a kid, I always had a dream to be a teacher. And look, here I am. Years later, I am a teacher. Well, today, we are going to learn about an individual by the name of Captain James Cook. As a kid, he had a dream to be a sailor. Did he fulfill this dream? Don't worry. You are going to find out. Well, here are a few questions that I would like you to think about during today's lesson. First, what did the schoolmaster show the students? And what did James do when he was 17 years old? Friends, open up your magazines and let's begin talking about Captain James Cook. Let's go.
Captain James Cook. The Value of Boldness. Many years ago, a boy named James Cook stood at the top of a tall hill in Yorkshire, England. James liked to look far away toward the sea. James knew if he wanted to be a sailor, he had to be bold and willing to try new things. One day, the schoolmaster showed the children a world map and said, "There are great parts of the world that no one knows much about. Someday, bold men will discover what is out there. Maybe when I'm grown up, I could go on a voyage like that," exclaimed James excitedly.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看 boldness, 这个不可数名词。我们看到这个字里面有 bold, 大胆的这个形容词。所以 boldness 是指胆量、勇敢或者是魄力。例如 it takes boldness to try new things and meet new people. 尝试新事物和认识新的人都需要胆量。或者是 Sean is famous for his boldness in doing business. Sean 做生意的作风大胆是众所皆知的。接下来我们看的是 voyage 这个名词 ,V-O-Y 这个字根有道路的意思。所以 voyage 是指旅行或航程。例如 ,the voyage to the North Sea was rough because we encountered a bad storm. 这趟到北海的旅行非常艰辛因为我们途中遇到了严重的暴风雨。或者是 many passengers got seasick on the voyage. 许多的乘客在航程中都晕船了。Voyage 也可以当动词例如 The couple planned to voyage to a distant island on their yacht 这对夫妻打算驾着游艇航行到一个遥远的海岛
Thank you so much, Michelle Alright, let's learn about this Captain James Cook Well, we're learning about the value of boldness in this lesson about this famous ship captain.
That's right, the value of boldness. Do you consider yourself a very bold person? Gabe, do you consider yourself a bold person? Would you do something?
No, I still have a lot of hair. I wouldn't say
Gabe,
I'm a very bold person.
I didn't
person.
Say bald.
Huh?
No, I'm not talking about bald. That is when you have no hair. I'm talking about bold. Ah. Are you one of those people that would do something that other people wouldn't do?
I guess it depends. Yes, friends, boldness, that is the idea of being brave and courageous. And, I would say that if I'm out in nature, I like rock climbing, I like swimming maybe in places that other people wouldn't go. So I guess I'm bold in that way. What about you, Rebecca?
I would say most of the time I can be a very bold person. Every so often, I do get afraid of something.
Yeah, well, I think that's normal, right? Everybody has fear, but we're learning about the value of boldness, and so we have a lot we can learn from this person.
Captain James Cook. Well, we read many years ago, a boy named James Cook stood at the top of a tall hill in Yorkshire, England. James liked to look far away toward the sea. I can picture it happening right now. This boy at the top of a hill looking out at the sea.
Mm-hmm.
A beautiful picture.
Yeah, actually. But Rebecca, you mentioned mm-hmm. this place in England. You know that word, it looks like it should be pronounced Yorkshire.
Mm.
But friends, if you see a word like this, there's a lot of S-H-I-R-E's at the end of places in the United Kingdom. Actually, I think it's pronounced Yorkshire.
You know something, Gabe? You are absolutely right.
Yeah, so when you go to England, friends, then make sure you say it's Yorkshire. It's Yorkshire, England.
Mm-hmm.
But I like this picture as well. So there's this little boy who seems to be in love with the sea at a very young age.
James knew if he wanted to be a sailor, he had to be bold and willing to try new things. One day, the schoolmaster showed the children a world map. That is the answer to one of the questions I asked earlier. What did the schoolmaster show the children? A world map.
Well, hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
I think of maybe one piece of paper that has a picture of the whole world on it. That's a world map, right?
Right.
Is there a name for, like, maybe a book that has many pages that have different maps of places around the world?
Gabe, I think you are thinking of the word atlas.
Ah. Right, exactly.
Have you ever used an atlas or looked in an atlas?
I think there can be kind of interesting. Atlas, in Chinese you might call it da tu ce. Okay, so it's a big book and it has all these pictures of maps from around the world. I don't spend a lot of time looking at atlases. I think I find it more interesting to look at globes.
Ah, yes, I love looking at globes as a kid. We used to have to look at a globe to find the different countries around the world. And guess what, Gabe?
Hmm?
I still love looking at globes. I love looking at all the different Asian countries and all the different islands and places that I want to go visit someday.
Well, have you ever taken a globe? Have you ever played that globe game, Rebecca?
What globe game?
Where you spin the globe
mm-hmm.
and then where you stop the globe and where your finger is pointing, you're going to marry a person from that place. Have you ever played that game?
Well, no, I haven't played that game, but I have played the game where you spin the globe,
uh-huh.
and wherever your finger lands, like whatever country it is, you pray for that country.
Oh, that's even
better. Yeah, so, yeah, we have played
that. The serious version, yes.
The serious version. Okay, it's still a game and it's still fun.
Yes, it is. Okay, so we have atlases, globes. These are things that can help you when you're trying to learn about places around the world. Okay, so there are great parts of the world that no one knows much about. Someday, bold men will discover what is out there. This is what James's schoolmaster told them, told the whole class. Someday, people will discover what is out there.
Okay, and let's talk about those two words, out there. This reminds me of a very fond example, fond thing, or something I'm very fond of, and that is tea. You know, when you go to like Jason's or Carrefour, some of these other stores, you realize how many different types of tea are out there. Have you realized how many different restaurants are out there?
Yeah, I know. And you know, Rebecca, it's a crazy world out there. There are so many different kinds of people and things that you can do. Well, friends, so this phrase out there is basically just, you can use this to talk about things that are out there, out in the world. All right, well, we have more to learn about James Cook. But first, we would like to sing about him and sing
it's
out there.
You are the commander of this voyage on the sea. Your boldness is all they see. You want us to trust you as you navigate the storm and keep us from harm. But But I see your fear, and I want you to know I'll follow you. I'll follow you wherever you may go. I'll follow you no matter how hard the road, through the highs and the lows. I just want you to know I'll follow you. I see your fear, and I want you to know I'll follow you. I'll follow you wherever you go. I'll follow you no matter how hard the road, through the highs and the lows. I just want you to. No, I'll follow you. I'll follow you. I'll follow you. No matter how hard the road, through the highs and the lows, I just want you to know I'll follow you.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Mm-hmm. We're learning about James Cook.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Rebecca, it's time for us to play the globe game.
Yes. Okay, I will spin it.
Now, go ahead, spin, and where your finger lands is...
Ooh, that looks like Quebec.
Quebec, mm-hmm. Good. So you are going to marry someone from Quebec, Canada.
No, Gabe, we're not playing that game. I'm going to pray for the people in Quebec. So, Jesus, I pray for the people in Quebec that you would bless them. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, Rebecca, remember mm-hmm. to pray for your future husband from Quebec. Friends, we need to learn more about Captain James Cook.
Okay, it's your turn.
Captain James Cook. When James was 17, he went to work in a shop in Staithes, a fishing port. Whenever he could get away, he went down to the sea. After 2 years, James quit and went to work for some ship owners. For 8 years, he worked for the owners of ships that carried coal up to Scandinavia and into the Baltic Sea. He learned about navigating in dangerous waters. During the winters, when the ships were being repaired, James studied. But James wanted adventure, so he joined the Navy.
Alright, 接下来我们看 navigate 这个动词 ,NAV 这个字根有船的意思。所以 navigate 是指驾驶或航行。例如 ,it takes great skill to navigate through this area which is full of reefs. 要行驶通过这个充满暗礁的地区是非常需要技巧的。或者是 the captain uses modern equipment to navigate his ship. 船长使用现代化的设备来驾驶他的船。或者是 such a big boat can't navigate narrow rivers. 这么大的船只是无法在狭窄的河道上航行的。所以我们看的是 repair 这个动词 ,re 这个字首有再一次的意思 ,par 这个字根有生出来的意思。所以 repair 再生一次意思就是指修理、纠正或者是恢复。例如 the mechanic needs to order new parts to repair this car. 这位汽车师傅得订新的零件来修理这台车， 或者是 It's not easy to repair a relationship once it is broken. 关系破裂之后要来恢复是非常不容易的。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, it's time to learn about more about Captain James Cook. We read when James was 17, he went to work in a shop in States, a fishing port. Hey, guess what, Gabe?That is the answer to another question that I asked earlier.
Which question was that?
Well, the question about what did Captain James Cook do when he was 17 years old?
Oh, I know. He went to work in a shop in Staves, which is a fishing port.
No way. That is straight from our lesson. Great job, Gabe. 1 point for you.
Thanks, Rebecca. Hey, speaking
of
ports, You know what? There's an idiom.That I just learned recently, any port in a storm. And this is a great phrase because actually it makes me think of Captain James Cook. Mm-hmm. You know, he was a sailor and then he became a ship captain. And when you're out at sea, sometimes things get very dangerous. The weather is very bad. And maybe you can't make it to your final destination. So you're just looking for any port in the storm.
However...You don't need to use this idiom only when you're talking about boats and the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
There are other ways that we can use this phrase. For example, Fanny doesn't want to live with any roommates, but she can't afford to live by herself. Any port in the sea.
Any port in a storm?
Oh, excuse me. Any port in the storm.
Yes. So basically the idea is that when someone is facing trouble,
Mm-hmm.
You must accept any solution, even if you don't like it. And that's when you can use the phrase, any port in a storm. So, you know, taxis are so expensive, but the MRT is closed. The buses are not running anymore. Any port in a storm, I guess I'll have to take a taxi.
Hmm. Well, you know, taxi might not necessarily be the most inconvenient way to travel, but maybe a little bit more expensive than the bus or the MRT.So friends, this is a great phrase for you all to know, and we would encourage you to take some time and create your own sentences using this phrase, in English, of course. Well, continuing on, whenever he, referring to Captain James Cook, could get away, he went down to the sea. To get away? What does this mean? Does this mean that someone, maybe...Someone who did something wrong is trying to get away from the police?
Good question, Rebecca.
Yeah.
Often English phrases have many different meanings. This is one of those phrases. Sometimes it could mean someone did something wrong and they're getting away from the authorities,
because,
right?
Because, Gabe, that is how we learned how to use this phrase earlier this month.
I know. But here in our lesson, it does mean something different. To get away. You use this phrase...when you want to leave the busyness of life, and life that you usually do. You just need to get away for a while. So sometimes people will say, I need to get away. I'm going on vacation.
For example, Ben decided that he just needed to get away for a few days. Or I decided to take a trip to Australia just to get away from the busyness of life. This is a fun phrase.Any more examples?
Well, sometimes we can even add the phrase, from it all. Okay, I just need to get away from it all. That means I need to get away from the busyness of life. Well, we're not going to get away from our lesson right now. We need to continue with the next sentence. After 2 years, James quit and went to work for some ship owners. So it seems like he really does enjoy working near and on the sea.
I think that he...loves the ocean, he loves the sea. For 8 years, he worked for the owners of ships that carried coal up to Scandinavia and into the Baltic Sea. He learned about navigating in dangerous waters. That sounds like such an exciting life.
Yeah, I think he's learning how to be a good sailor and maybe even a ship captain someday. Of course, if you're learning how to navigate, you're learning how to get around.It's learning about directions, right? Well, during the winters, when the ships were being repaired, James studied. So if he wasn't working, he was studying. He really enjoyed what he was doing.
But I love this part about Captain James Cook.
Mm-hmm.
But James wanted adventure, so he joined the Navy. I'm an adventurous person too, like Captain James Cook.
Well, hold on. In our lesson, it's kind of, we're talking about James Cook. He's a captain. He's going to become a captain.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be around water a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Steve and Ken have something they'd like to share about the word water in the info cloud.
If you're an English learner, you should know that the word water is singular and uncountable.
However, there are times when water takes the plural form. One instance is when water is used to refer to the part of the sea that belongs to a particular country. For example, we are approaching Australian waters, meaning we're entering the territory in the ocean claimed by Australia.
And we call that territorial waters, which is a belt of coastal waters extending 12 nautical miles from a country's shores.
Sometimes waters is used poetically or to decorate a sentence, as in the waters closed over the sinking ship or the waters parted.
Right. In this context, it is not unusual to find words that are normally singular becoming plural. For example, the skies opened or the heavens declared.
Okay, finally, an informal usage of waters. At a restaurant, you and your friends might ask the waiter for three waters, meaning three glasses of water.
我们都知道 water 水是个不可数名词 后面通常都不能够加s 但我们今天要来看几个例外的用法 一个是territorial waters 就是领海的意思 如果我们坐船要进入Australian waters 就是澳洲的领海 另一个waters的用法在文学作品里头会看到 比如说 the waters closed over the sinking ship 海水将下沉的船吞噬，这是一个比较文言、比较有诗意的用法。最后，waters有一个口语的用法，去餐馆吃饭，如果想要服务生给你三杯水，除了说 "Can I have 3 glasses of water, please?" 也可以简单的说 "Can I have 3 waters, please?" 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
All right, friends, that's all the time we have for today. Make sure you come back next time to
Studio Classroom!